Hi, my name is Gerald Zafel, and I'm very pleased to be opening a World Transformation Movement Center here in Graz in Austria. I was born in Austria, a little area called Obdach in the province of Styria. Grew up there, went to school there. Then I studied in Graz, moved back home again. And then when I met my girlfriend, I moved to Graz again. And I'm now living and working in Graz since 2015. I'm currently working as a database developer in an IT company that provides business intelligence solutions for the healthcare sector. I was always fascinated in human behavior, but you know, couldn't understand it. Yeah, why we are the way we are, why we're so destructive when we are such a highly intelligent species. We should have known better, right? So yeah, I couldn't understand it. I tended to be very judgmental about other people because I couldn't understand them, and yeah, also about myself, because essentially I couldn't understand myself. Yeah, I read some books on philosophy and self-awareness and stuff like that, but yeah. No real answers came out of that. Once you really immerse yourself in this information, you start to see more and more clearly how this really explains everything about us humans, how this conflict between our intellect and our instincts caused all this mess, if you want. And what I find such a good picture of Jeremy is the valley drawing. Because it's in one picture you see where we started as a cooperative and loving species, and then we got corrupted and had to go through this wasteland just to come out on the other side and know why, you know. So yeah, that's pretty big for me, because yeah, it's such a good reminder where it all came from, where we went through, where we had to go through, and where we can go now with understanding and with an explanation of ourselves. How humans don't have any other choice than to put up with how the things are and resign to a very superficial life, you know, which is horrible in one sense when you think about it, but also amazing when you think about how we as a human race still carried on and wanted to find the answers until they would be there someday. So yeah, it's just amazing. We had to lose ourselves to find ourselves. It had to be that way. Yeah, I like that very much, because yeah, it puts everything so much in perspective, right? We had to go through that hell, but for a really good cause, namely to find answers, to explain ourselves. Once you understand yourself and you understand your upset, you start to see what other people are going through, and you get a real appreciation, and you're not judging them anymore. You just understand them. You understand yourself. You start to see where all of this is coming from, right? All the upset, all the destructive behavior, and also our loving nature, our moral sense, our conscience. Because I always wondered why, you know, have we a conscience? Have we a moral sense? And you start to see that and also understand why we had to be corrupted. We had to go through this. Yeah, where this all comes from. And when you understand that, and when you finally can explain that, because that's what we needed, right? We needed those answers to those questions, and we never dared to ask them anymore because we were so deadly afraid of them. And once you know that, really a whole new world opens up on a personal level. I really feel now that I don't have to worry much about life anymore, because all I have to provide for my family, I have to take care of my family and friends, and I have to live in support of this information. And that's pretty much it, right? I don't have to worry about anything else anymore, because our self-worth is established with this explanation, and we don't have to prove ourselves anymore. So with this understanding, that's real freedom. I guess integrative meaning is pretty much a pretty big thing, because I wouldn't have thought that possible to understand what God really is, you know, and that everything is connected and everything follows the direction in life, and yet with this you don't have to believe in God anymore. You just know there is something you might call God or whatever you want to call it, right? So yeah, that definitely hit home for me, because I suddenly could understand my own religion, you know, what the people were saying in church, and I couldn't understand that before, really. Now I can, and it's almost funny to sometimes I go to church and you sit there and you know, you listen really attentively. So basically that changed even my own view on my religion, if you like. What's talked about in the Bible and what the priests all say in church, it's really good stuff. You know, you just can't make anything out of it, and you just have to believe that we are good. Also the part with the guilt involved, you know, and you really start to understand what religions in general are all about, why we had to invent them, and yeah, really what we call God in the end, because it all fits together, right? We are all part of it, and integrative meaning is everything we are seeing, and yeah, we humans are the part of it that got conscious about it, right? So to finally explain ourselves and to explain the world, you know, it's so amazing that was our task, really, to think about that. It was our task to find the answers that we could explain everything. I'm not really a very spiritual person, but yeah, that makes me just excited to think about it. It's all part of a big plan, you know. It's all connected. We are all connected. We got disconnected from each other and from nature and everything else, but with this explanation, we can reconnect to everything. Having children and the day of his birth was quite emotional. But even more so, because now with understanding of ourselves, I really feel that I can really give him answers to his questions, as he said, not leaving him wondering and blaming himself, right? Because that's what children have to do, because they don't get any answers. And that's a pretty good vision, you know, in general, when you think about it. At some point, there's more and more parents that can give those answers to their children. And in some distant future, I don't know how long it might take, but I'm very confident that children won't have to resign anymore. And that's a pretty good picture to work for, right? Yeah, so that's pretty much why I want to open this World Transformation Movement Center in Graz, because I really want everybody to know about this information. And yeah, because it really affects everybody. it doesn't matter where you come from, it doesn't matter how old you are, whatever. If you're a human being, this is for you and this affects you.